This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Tiffany, Kevin, congratulations on such a fun movie. Well done.
Thank you.
This one, you actually kind of get to see you two come together again. Something clearly works about this friendship. What do you guys love about working together?
We're just good friends, man. Just like
we it's get good along. Energy. It's yeah. a good, it's mm. a good high level of positive energy. And there's also some excitement and joy for one another's success. So I think when you surround yourself with that and people like that, you only have room for good.
Hello, citizens.
Who is that?
I'm Captain Snowball.
Let's free that tiger.
Or die trying.
Well, I mean,
we might.
Probably
you, huh? You're wearing a bright suit. Everyone's gonna notice you. I'll be fine.
It's nice that you say that you're championing each other's success, really, because so often people really take each other down when they're doing well. Mm-hmm. How do you guys celebrate each other and other actors that are doing really well in the industry?
Well, I threw him a party at Chuck E. Cheese, but he didn't show up.
I told you that I'm not a child.
Come on, that means more party. For you.
I said I'm not a kid. I told you I didn't want that party at Chuck E. Cheese, and you did it anyway.
But it was fun.
I know
you should have came through.
I told you I didn't want that party, and you did it anyway. I told you
because I care.
It's a marriage counseling right now. No, I feel like that's where we're at.
She was going to listen to me.
It's snow time, baby.
Is he okay?
Not in any way. No.
Tell us about Snowball, because, man, he is fun. We'll get to Daisy, of course, because she's one of my favorites. Well, but Snowball, man, he's feisty this time around.
You don't have to get to Daisy. I think Snowball is just amazing. You know, you're looking at possibly one of the best bunnies to ever be on screen. And, you know, he's getting a lot of flack for it.
Better than Bugs Bunny?
Bugs Bunny, Roger Rabbit, all these people have been sending Snowball hate emails.
Roger Rabbit.
They've been sending me so much. Do you know how much hate emails Snowball gets because of success? Like being a new bunny on the block, these other bunnies that are older are getting all mad at him and stuff. You don't even got a catchphrase. That's what Bugs Bunny kept saying.
What?
Wow. Yeah, Bugs what would Bunny. Snowball's catchphrase be then?
I mean, which one would you pick? He's got several. You know, there's several, especially in this particular film. I think it's more of his mannerisms. Like he goes, and he's a karate expert. You're looking at a guy that worked hard.
Do any of you know Captain Snowball?
Yes, we do. And here we go.
My name is Daisy, and I really got to talk to him. I don't mean to sound dramatic, but a poor, defenseless animal needs saving. I need Captain Snowball for top secret rescue.
All right, well, I gotta go. But nice meeting you. What was it again?
Okay, you don't listen. It's Daisy.
Whatever. Okay, I got to get the dude to get the stuff to do the things.
Daisy, she is one of my favorites, and it's a compliment. She represents you. She is sassy. It's fun. What did you love about her character?
What I love most about Daisy is that, you know, she cares about others, and she's not afraid to ask for help to get something done that's going to help someone else and benefit someone else, which I think we all should do more often. Like, if we see someone struggling and we're not sure how to solve that problem, ask somebody else to help you. Because, you know, you'll get it done.
This is home base to all units. The package has left the building. Does anyone have eyes on him?
I don't see him.
Woo-hoo! Attention, this is Captain Snowball.
We need backup.
Buckle up, everyone.
No matter who did it, this movie has a really great message about dealing with change, fear, friendships, all of it. What do you guys think families will really get away from the movie?
Well, first, I think that Snowball saved the day. I think we should just be clear on that before we talk about what families are going to get.
Lock that in.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I think families are going to they're going to be able to walk away with an amazing message. You know, the first one is it's always good to help others. You know, it's not good to just be a fly on the wall and observe and watch people go through things without trying to be there for them in their time of need. Mm-hmm. So I love the fact that Daisy is very adamant about finding this. Tiger who some help, and also with Max and Duke, the story of letting go, understanding that as you grow, you have to experience things, you have to get comfortable with life. And I like that, you know, it taps on a lot of those different aspects of the young lives that these parents are going through with their kids to nurture them to basically become adults.
Your kids have seen it. Did it pass the test with them?
Oh, my kids loved it. They loved it. Tiffany doesn't have kids.
No, I don't have kids, but his kids love me. They said that Daisy's their favorite character.
Awesome. I'm going to remember that, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, it's just this weird little guy. Ow! Ow, 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 ow! Ow, ow, ow! Ah! Not cool!
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.